Hello everyone and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa en Latinoamérica?
Well, I got news.
What's the news?
Well, in fact, it's about here, your country, Ecuador, right?
Yes, Ecuador. Okay.
So Ecuador has this petroleum reserve under the jungle, the Amazonian jungle, right?
Yeah, it's in a national reserve called Yasuní.
Yasuní.
Yeah, that's right. But in fact, like the actual field is called Campo Ishpingo Tabococa Tiputini. I swear.
It's Quechua. It's,
you don't know how to speak Quechua?
No, Quechua is a language that was spoken by the Incas.
Ishpingo Tambococha Tiputini. Mm. That's the name. And under this is like where the Park Yasuní is. Under this, they have over 1,000 million barrels of oil. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that if actually Ecuador would exploit it, then they would get incomes of over $700 million a year.
So the thing is that this part of the jungle is so diverse, like it has so much wildlife, and it also have like these people living there.
Yeah,
these communities of people, which are separate from the from Western lifestyle, and they are trying to protect them because they have a very special kind of life there, right?
Well, they're a group. They're like a tribe that lives there, and they're isolated from the world. Well, not the world, but they are isolated from the rest of the country, and they have their own customs, and they still hunt for their food.
Wow.
And it's just these people who, in reality, they don't want to be part of the society, and the Constitution protects them. The Constitution protects these people by their own laws and everything, as long as it doesn't interfere with others.
It actually is protected by the UNESCO, thing, right?
It's considered World Reserve. It's a Biosphere World Reserve or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the thing is that the Amazonian jungle, not only in Ecuador, but throughout Brazil and through the other Amazonic countries, it's like the lungs of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it cleans a lot of the air. And, of course, if you start drilling and you start tearing down these trees, you would destroy all that. And also, per square kilometer, per square mile, there is so much diversity there. There are like hundreds of different types of species of birds, and every day they're like discovering new species of animals and stuff.
Yeah, there's so many insects they don't even know they exist yet.
That's amazing. I think it's really courageous of Ecuador to say, yeah, we're not going to exploit it. And actually, they're going to have the help of Germany, right?
Yeah. Germany's going to help out and also is backing it up on protecting this because, yeah, I mean, throughout history, since the petroleum boom in Ecuador, multinational companies have tried to go in there, and they know that the oil is under there, but you know, they've always tried to, and they have gotten there to a certain point. There is drilling in Tiputini, but not in this specific area, but nearby, that is causing a lot of damage, and the rivers are being polluted.
That's
and trees
outrageous.
Are being
So this is a new way they want to protect, and they're asking the whole international community to help. And Germany just jumped in and they said, okay, we're gonna do it.
And Germans, they're amazing with everything that has to do with green and you know, environmentally friendly. They're one of the top countries.
Yeah. So it's good. Hopefully we'll keep it that way, and it's actually a very beautiful place to visit, and if you ever get the chance to go, it's amazing. And
what's the name of the park again?
Tiputini.
All right, folks, now let's talk about lessons. For this coming week, we have a newbie lesson. The name is Can I Have a Light? So this is about when you want to smoke, right?
Yeah, we're not very proud about it, but, you know, people actually smoke or they need a light sometimes. So
no, it's useful, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Okay, so next lesson is an upper intermediate lesson, and it's the 14th of April. What happened in the 14th of April?
14th of April is the day of the Republic in Spain. So basically, it's as big as the 4th of July in the U.S.
Cool.
So it's el Día de la República.
Then we have a lesson about strings.
Strings?
Yes.
What kind
string
of strings?
Instruments.
Oh, string instruments. Oh.
Yes. They're going to learn how to say, you know, like violin, viola, all those.
All right.
Wow, cool.
Then we come up with something very culturally and very up high level. Ortega y Gasset.
Yes, that's right.
Philosophical stuff.
Yeah, he's one of
deep.
The intellectuals of the century from Spain, and it's amazing. Yeah, he has a great story.
We should listen to that one.
Yeah.
Learn something.
And finally, the elementary lesson is start the car.
Yes, it's about safety.
Good.
You know, when you're going to start a car, you say, put your seatbelt on.
Ah, okay.
So,
Wear your seatbelts.
Yeah.
So come and listen to those lessons because they're great. Liliana wrote them.
So if you don't like them, send an email.
You can complain directly to Liliana.
That's nice.
All right. More news. We upgraded our server. What does this mean?
It's faster.
Yeah, it's faster. Downloads are going to be faster. We just... I'm not going to explain everything. Maybe you had some problems downloading and everything last week because we were changing from one platform to another, which it's a whole migration and everything. But it's going to be better from now on. So, yeah, downloads are going to be faster.
Nice.
Finally.
Finally.
Yeah.
Also, we have a new feature on the site.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have several, in fact.
Well, this one is about... So, in the top right part of every lesson page, there's a gear.
Like a little gear icon.
Yeah. So, if you click on it, you can choose if you want the dialogues to show the English translations by default or not.
Whoa,
so,
cool.
Yeah, it's your choice. So, you can either challenge on yourself and say, no, I don't want to see the translations.
Yeah.
And try to figure it out. Or you can also have them.
Sweet.
Remember about the user voice?
Yes.
Yes. So, we are now tracking your votes. We want to know what you guys want. So we went in and check out what you have voted for, right?
Uh-huh.
So the main thing, it's about...
A music show.
Yeah, a music show.
A music show. Yay. Are you going to do that one?
Yes, of course.
Liliana, it's up to you, eh?
Yeah, I will.
We're putting pressure on you here.
No pressure. No pressure. Please, no pressure.
We know that you have a lot of things to do, but they would love a music show.
Definitely, nice. We will do it because we're doing it now. Like sometimes they put lyrics on the comment section. So definitely we will do it. Learning like a language with music is
it's fun.
Also, the second on the list is a compact list of lessons. We are actually working on a new kind of index of lessons where you're going to have like the whole list of, for example, newbie lessons. And it's going to be easier for you to find any lesson you want instead of going from one page to another. Which is kind of difficult now because we have so many lessons that you get lost a little bit, right?
Nice.
So we're working on that. We cannot promise a date yet, but it's going to come. And the third on the list for this week is they want more grammar, Liliana. What can we do about it?
More grammar?
Yeah.
They want more grammar. Well, we have the grammar guide, but, you know, grammar is so complex that we try to do it as much as possible in the lesson, but you have a time frame. So.
And there's also La Clave, right?
It's a
grammar show.
Yes.
We're going to try to find a way to compel this.
All right. We'll talk to JP.
Yeah, JP is a grammar guy. All right, so that's it for today. Thank you for your voting in user voice. We're going to keep track next week of the next things on the list. And we'll let you know what we could do, what we can do. And that's it for today. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.